bringing Gosport closer to you. Paul Dodd on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Hello, good evening and welcome. It is I, Paul Dodd. With a difference tonight. I mean, a couple of weeks ago I played Led Zeppelin and that went down like a storm. This one's going to down like a lead balloon, I think. We'll see. However, this happened earlier in the week.
Talk to these crew members that are on the blackout on the far side of the moon, glimpsing at the moon, looking for a potential spot for that lunar base in the not-so-distant future. Let's continue to listen in here to this live NASA broadcast.
25 minutes and 34 seconds. We expect this was the point in which they made their closest approach, 4,067 statute miles above the lunar surface.
So it was the biggest moment in history that we've seen in space for 50 years, and certainly probably will be for a long time to come yet. So what could I play tonight? Well, this group was formed in London in 1965 by Sid Barrett, Nick Mason, Roger Waters and Richard Wright, with David Gilmour joining at the end of 67. Gaining an early underground following as one of British psychedelic groups, they were distinguished by their extended compositions, their sonic experiments, their philosophical lyrics and elaborate live performances, becoming one of the leading progressive rock bands of the UK. They launched their career with a little single called Arnold Lane, only got to number 20 in the charts, but their second biggest selling hit came in June of 1967.
We're live in the Artemis Mission Control Room in Houston, but
No, we're not. We've finished with Artemis for a minute. They came up in 1967 with a little thing called See Emily Play, and that sounded a little bit like this. Who are the group? It's Pink Floyd. I could not play Dark Side of the Moon tonight. And that's what you're going to get after this.
Emily tries but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no sound till tomorrow. Touches the ground. Float on a river forever and ever, Emily. There is no other.
So with Barrett as their main songwriter, they released two hit singles, Arnold Lane and See Emily Play, that I've just played for you there, and the successful debut studio album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, all in 1967. Barrett left in 68 due to deteriorating mental health, and in the early 70s, Waters became the primary lyricist and the thematic leader, devising the concepts behind Pink Floyd's most successful studio album, The Dark Side of the Moon, which they released in 1973. Now, I've got to warn you, if you don't like loud music, tonight's not the show for you. If you don't like zany tunes, tonight's not the night for you. If you don't like weird sounds, tonight's not the night for you. If you like progressive rock, loud sounds and weird sounds, tonight is the night for you. As we start off with their first two tracks off the side of Dark Side of the Moon, Speak to Me with Breathe. I've got to say, it starts really, really quiet. I have no idea what happened there. I'm really sorry. Let's start it again.
Yeah.
Right, so just before we get into the next track, so we had Speak, we had Breathe, we had On the Run. 1973, weird little year, to be honest. Apart from anything else, it was also the year I joined up, so I had a few events for me. Historical things that happened. Well, Denmark and the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland were admitted into the EEC. Yeah, that lasted a while, didn't it? Soviet Union launched Luna 21, which was their space mission. Watergate happened over in the States. I mean, if you think Trump's bad, oh my God, Nixon didn't do much better, to be fair. But I'm not going to get all political, because that's not our way. January 15th, Vietnam War started getting some peace at last. Nixon announced a suspension of the offensive action in North Vietnam. So it wasn't completely bad. It was a little bit okay. What else happened? Nigeria, killing 176. A Boeing 707 just exploded in flames upon landing. And that was just January. All about time. This is time. I woke my dad to that once. I've never been hit so hard in all my life.
faithful to their knees. Hear the softly spoken magic spell.
So 1973 was also the year, in fact last week in the year 1973, was when Martin Cooper from Motorola made the first mobile phone call. He phoned a guy called Joel Engel of Bell's Labs, although it took 10 years for that, the Dyna Tac to become the first such phone to be commercialised. So that was the first mobile phone, yeah, 1973. New Kids Today, I think you got it. Good. Dark Side of the Moon was all about multi-track recording, tape loops, analog synthesizers, experimentation with the VC3 and the Synthia. It was also the great gig in the sky. The next track up was the one that introduced a young lady called Claire Torrey. You'll know Claire Torrey when you hear it.
Yeah.
So, The Dark Side of the Moon received widespread critical acclaim and is often featured in publications as listings on the greatest albums of all time. It was certainly one of the biggest selling albums of the 70s in its entirety. Only the second best selling album, though, of the 70s, because Bridge Over Troubled Water got the top spot. In the 70s, you either had singles or you had albums. Rarely did people buy both. I don't care what anybody says, rarely. The blockbuster release of the album it also propelled record sales through the music industries. The Dark Side of the Moon is certified 14 times platinum in the UK. It topped the US Billboard Top LPs and the Tape Chart. It's charted for a total of 996 weeks, and by 2013, The Dark Side of the Moon had sold over 45 million copies worldwide. It was certainly the band's biggest selling release, the biggest selling album of the 70s in the States, and the fourth best selling album in history. In 2012, the album was selected for preservation in the United States National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress for being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. It was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. To launch the album, they released two singles, one in 1973 and one in 1974. Neither of them charted in the UK. Money, however, did chart in the US, and it sounded a little bit like this.
Traveling sector, I think I need a lift. certainly was in the right.
Yeah, he was definitely in the right. Like, he was cruising for cruising.
Dark Side of the Moon, or A Piece for Assorted Lunatics, as it was known then, was performed to an assembled press on 17th of February 1972 at the Rainbow Theatre, more than a year before its release, and was so acclaimed. Critically, it was unbelievable. Michael Whale of the Times described the piece as bringing tears to the eyes. It was so completely understanding and musically questioning. Their second single that they promoted it with came from 1974, February 1974, when they released Us and Them.
about. And who deny it's what the fighting's all about.
Followed with any colour you like. This one before, this is brain damage.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass. Remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the
Having emerged from the dark side of the moon, they encountered eclipse. And to finish off tonight's show, 30 seconds from the final cut, 1983, The Heroes Return. Well, you've got 20 seconds of it. That's it. I hope you enjoyed tonight. If you've got a favourite album of the 70s you want to listen to, give me a shout. Meanwhile, from me, Paul Dodd. Good night.
Playing Gosport's best music 24 hours a day.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
Since 1993.
This is Gosport Hospital Radio.